FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. This is Kerry Lutz. I am speaking with David Gerwitz, Managing Director of Charles Nenner & Company Research. The date is May 23rd, 2016. This is show number 4. David, good morning. Happy Monday.
Hey, Kerry. How are you doing?
So, all right. And how are these markets doing? What is coming up here on the radar screen? And what do you think the important markets are to watch here?
Good question. As always, we cover stocks, bonds, commodities, and currencies, so we still are bearish. I'll give you the quick story for those who are challenged time as we are. We still think, while there's a little short up move for a few days, we're bearish down. We think we're going to have a down move. And we're waiting for the VIX to close above 1625 and the S&P below 2042 to confirm it and have the move in that direction. So that's the big picture on stocks and the volatility index. We sent out a bunch of charts on Sunday, which we do every Sunday, and your readers are welcome. Your listeners are welcome to write in and get it and try it for a month. And the most interesting one from yesterday I found was Regions Financial. Let me read. That's a bank. And we wrote, we still don't expect much movement in Regions Financial. It's interesting to see how the chart shows us exactly what we expect in the Dow. A down move starting late 2017, followed by a big bull market starting around 2020. Talk about big picture.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's the big picture in stocks. Obviously, we think a down move first here. And longer term forward is up until mid-2017. And obviously, we look at a lot of different things. Orange juice we did is down for a while. Coffee should go down one more time. We look at DRYS. It's a stock that it focuses. It's an ocean cargo transport provider. In a little bounce in the economy, doesn't look like much is going to happen. And we see European banks getting down to their low. We expect waste management to head down. Other companies in that field to head down. And I think to get the research and see it will probably be helpful to a lot of your listeners.
So AT&T, you sold out your position around the first cycle high, and you're seeing more weakness in that too, huh?
Correct.
And Amex, American Express, what? We're heading for a low there?
Correct. It's too early for a tradable low. Like, we're believers, don't do too many trades, but the ones you do, focus. So, you know, like take a good shot watching the NBA finals, as you know, I have some interest in it. There's risk in India, big time. Hang Seng's down into the summer. We have clients all over the world, and risk for Korea, high risk for the KOSPI. So it's not strong right now. We don't think people should be in stocks. And a lot of people are. So what do? Do you get out? Do you hedge? And a lot of people don't want to pay the tax, which I understand. So a hedge is probably the easiest way to play it for stocks.
And so you hedge it. You hedge it with the VIX, or do you?
That's the easiest way. But there's puts. There's ETFs. Everybody's different.
Right.
Everybody's different. And, you know, I talked to 10 people with $10 million, 10 people with $1 million, and they're all going to do different stuff with the same amount of money.
Gotcha.
So that's why we write what we do, as you see the short sentences that try and explaining parameters, because that's the most important thing to focus on.
Got it.
It's the parameters. And gold and silver is longer term higher with this right now. Short term, the crude we wrote today, we call the top at 97 and the low at 30 and 26. We're still looking 56 for the summer. We hit 49.56. We have a short term pullback now. That's pretty much it, Kerry. The main thing to focus on these things now.
And that gas is still on a buy signal. And
yeah, as long as there's no close below 215 in the June contract. It's kind of stuck a little bit now. People don't have to force things. They don't have to force the shots. They don't have to force the trades. That's kind of what we like to focus on, is try to not force and keep a tight stop. So in stocks, for instance, and then I'll end with this. We had Friday suggested if someone short, keep a sell stop at 20.52, which it got to intraday, but our system's based on end of day. Mm-hmm. And it closed at 20.50. So some people got stopped out, some didn't. So we wrote today, we have a little more bounce here, but the timing wise, it's only a couple of days. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't be long necessarily unless you want to play a day or two. But if the VIX is above 1625 or S&P below 2042, then that's a good level for shorting again with that stop. So that's kind of it for the day.
Right. Just one other thing, because I know you're interested in currencies.
Yes.
What are we seeing here? It's kind of just been going sideways for a bit, huh?
Correct.
and more of the same, huh?
Yeah. The Aussie's down on a sell signal. We still think the dollar's strong. We called it for a while. We think the dollar's strong now. Mm-hmm. And again, Americans don't do currency so much as I see. People, obviously, institutions and traders do it all the time. That's the biggest market. But again, a lot of times, don't shoot. Sitting in cash, not a bad thing.
Not a bad thing when you don't know where the markets are heading.
We think we do know, and sometimes we're saying they're not heading in any straight direction right now. And that's why cash is good, because not a high percentage trade certain directions. Or if you're going to do it with the stops we put in.
Yeah, well, it makes a lot of sense. But longer term, you're seeing this downward trend in the stock market. It's going to resume and pick up strength, isn't it?
Right. We have one more up move after this down move into the fall, the down move, and then up the next year is the big top.
Yeah, next year. So you should be getting ready for the inevitable then.
Whatever that means.
Whatever.
Watch our stuff, and they'll be able to help get ready, we hope.
Okay. And again, you want to get the free 1 month subscription. Where's the best place to do that, David?
Charles Nenner. Just Google Charles Nenner, and it's a big thing, big sign that it says contact us, and write and say they heard us joking around, and add them to the list.
All right. So go over to Charles Nenner and just Google it, or go to charlesnenner.com, and you will find all the info you need there to sign up. And David, we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Carries. I always appreciate it.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.